This episode is brought to you by Ritual. Hear ye, hear ye. Gather round and hear my tale of woe. It was a sunny morning in Los Angeles, and I was excited because I had a romantic rendezvous with a special someone that evening. The problem? When trying on my new leopard print dinner jacket, I looked down and saw a stomach the size of Texas. I was so severely bloated, I almost canceled my date. But do you know what saved me? Ritual Symbiotic Plus. That's right, Jessica. Ritual saved this bloated buffoon from another night at home eating cucumber sandwiches and listening to The Cure. Listen, sometimes in life, your gut needs a little probiotic support. That's where Ritual comes in. They made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Ritual's delayed release capsule is designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract. Plus, it's an all-in-one minty capsule. No refrigeration needed, so you can be bloat-free and smell minty fresh.
There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/bald. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/bald for 25% off.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the pod, ladies and gentlemen.
I know I've been kind of negative.
Excuse you?
But
HIV negative.
I did have a recent fun success.
Please.
I got to do a photo shoot with Mike Ruiz, the photographer.
Oh, mama. That mother toilet was so backed up. That mother toilet was stocked.
Someone tried to flush a jelly sandal on that mother toilet and it started shooting water.
Pearls, all their jewelry fell into the mother toilet as they were blowing ass.
I've been so sick and I can barely walk in heels right now. But I was like, I need the... I think that the threat of death was on my mind. I said, I need these pictures to serve.
Mom, it was Cuntalina Servington giving shitty mother toilet. And call the plumber. Call the police.
I know everyone hates me, but I will never show up to a photo shoot and not model my little pussy off. I will never show up to a photo shoot and give you the arm, the leg, the body, the face, the
ankle. You give the Asian woman who does the 14,000 poses. Yeah.
Well, that's how fast it was because they had photo shoots before me booked and photo shoots after me booked. So I had to do 4 looks in a hurry.
Mama, and you know how those photo shoots, these Hollywood photo shoots, but it's like cocaine, champagne, like every...
No, it was like, and I'm done. It was like moving quickly. Wonderful. And of course, the people before and after me were straight. So it's 47 racks of clothing, full teams.
In full helplessness. Blind.
Complete.
Blind,
I said,
deaf,
what are these
mute
racks of clothing for? Are you guys outfitting a musical at the Glendale Community Theater? Like, it was racks of clothes.
Hello, Dolly,
and
for
like,
two,
oh,
6 years.
And they're like, one moderately famous male actor. I'm like, that's right. Moderate to low level straight fame is all hands on deck, call 911. We need to get this person in. We need to fill in their brows for a photo shoot. We should call 12 people.
Call 12 people because we need to airlift them out of their bed with 18 hands. And then they can't do anything. They don't do anything.
They don't do anything. Well, Mike Ruiz was so nice and so beautiful.
The pictures are cunty.
He is so ridiculously in shape.
Did you fuck
his arm
him?
Had?
Did you suck his cock?
You suck his cock. His arm looked like it was like
birch bark.
A brown, like, because he's like a tan, kind of tan skin tone, mm-hmm. like a tan rubber balloon wrapped over phone cords. Because just bodybuilding.
Oh, vascularity. Ripped. The vascularity.
Yes. Love. I could trace. I could. If I was a
Helen Keller.
Yes.
You could read his veins.
The T. I'd be like, Mike, you know, I would know who he was.
Mike, wow, you just gorged on sugary sweets and you haven't drank water in 3 days.
Yes, but he really was so gorgeous and the pictures were taken very quickly and I was very pleased how they turned out.
Mama, they looked, it was
photo book mag.
Cuntington Park. Nope.
After dark.
Trying to make a pun.
It was Irving Plaza by way of Build-A-Bear is what was going on down there.
What?
I don't know what I said.
That's like, you can have chili or you can have chili with the noodles.
You know, I don't need a fact checker. I need a friend and a comedy partner. Okay.
I don't need another adversary in this doggy dog world.
Thank you. You have been recently doing some photo shoots for some upcoming video shoots for upcoming content.
Oh mama. Can I just say, mother toilet shit. Just call me the plumber.
Very unlike you to out of your own volition, go do some drag filming for no money by yourself.
Mama, this is art.
I started to be like,
Mama, this is art. Mama, have you met my art?
But I know what it takes to get you in drag on set where you only have to do 50% of the work.
It's the power of art.
So when I found out you were out shooting on your own, I said,
it's the power of art.
Does she owe Satan or something? Like, does she have like a deal with the devil?
No, YouTube's up. My mortgage needs to be paid and YouTube is, we got to get YouTube down here to film this shit.
We got to get YouTube. I love YouTube. You should do more. I was just talking to David Silver the other day about Reflections.
That's what this is.
You were so good on YouTube.
I'm coming back, baby, with a vengeance. We got Bitchfork, the Russian music criticism talking head thing, where I feel bad though because I might have to cut one or two of the episodes because the whole, you know how Pitchfork always winds back their like they you know their ratings. They did it notoriously with Lana Del Rey. It's like when you win a retroactive Oscar for a film that you should have won, but you did. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. Do they really do this?
Yeah, they do.
They re-rate.
They have been notorious for this. So, like, say for example, I could be wrong, but it doesn't matter if I am. It's just my point of view.
It matters to me. It matters a lot to me, and I will be commenting if she's wrong,
and I will be blocking and reporting your website.
Everybody, because a lot of people watch this live when it comes out. They're watching now. You need to fact check this thing, you. Oh, let us know if it's wrong. Oh!
Sound off in the comments if she's being a big fucking flop, liar, cunt.
But I love your solo YouTube content.
Well, so we did. So Bitchfork was like the thesis was albums that I previously loved but then have grown to hate. Because, so for example, like when I, so, if, you know, with Russian language or any foreign language stuff, I'm obviously listening to the beat, the melody. I love the sounds of the words. I'm not necessarily super invested in the meaning because when I go to the trouble of translating them, they're often mama, garbage Tina. Like there, Labada has a song about Instagram, okay? Instadrama, it's called. It's called Instadrama. It's so stupid. It's so
bad. It sounds
bad.
Like a Disney kid song.
It's like, there's a remix by this Ukrainian artist called Maruv and it is so cunty, but if you don't understand Russian because it's so stupid, but it's such a cunty fucking tune. So anyways, I did her album called Sold Out. And by the way, she mopped Billie Eilish's Bad Guy. She completely mopped the melody, sped it up and it made headlines in the Russian press. And so like, there's just things like that, you know, little fun facts and features. So I kind of go ham on some albums and also just share ones that I love and whatever. It might not be great.
Well, Pitchfork is pretty, let's say, unflinching. So I think you should feel if you're doing Pitchfork that you can be unflinching.
Yeah, but they have walked back their reviews. They have like
kind of renegotiated their.
Yeah, like you know, it's I think they did it with Lana.
Well, I read that article you sent me about Lana.
Did you fucking
finally read it?
Did you?
I loved it. It was a great read.
So fabulous.
I'm paraphrasing, but something that I really got out of it was that many of Lana's early stages were self-indulgent or character-driven or sort of a critique on an idea of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And they were kind of insisting that now is the time to really listen because they're like, now she's not pretending. This is just like really good artistry.
Yeah. I mean, I love all of her music.
Me too.
I mean, and I prefer the manufactured
femme fatale. It's so draggy.
Yeah, it's a character.
She's playing a character.
Yeah. She's playing a character and she's doing it, you know, and it's like I've never felt the need or the desire to critique the point of view of that character.
Right.
For being anti-feminist, for being for being complicated, for being not politically correct. Never. It's a character.
And I don't think I think you're foolish to ever think that character has willfully picked up the reins to speak on these things.
No, she's no
critiquing things like fame and like money or whatever.
Yeah. Gender roles, and sexism. She's critiquing the, you know, whatever it doesn't even need to be a critique. She's just expressing an idea.
Yeah, totally.
And it's fierce. Anne Powers is cunty.
Something that I've always thought that Lana's music captured really well was if you've been in love really young, it feels like the world was made for you and someone else, and the world would end if you weren't together.
Absolutely.
And her music captures that, the like throw yourself on off a bridge
level. Overwrought tragic romance.
And sort of like self-indulgent.
Yeah.
It's not really about the truth. It's about, I feel like if we aren't in love, the world doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That is what it feels like though when you're like 16 in love.
You're like, you're almost puke. You're so excited. And that person glows.
Yeah, you know? Really.
They really do. And with Lana, I've always felt like if you love her music, you're going to love her music because she uses the same, it is a lot of formulaic stuff, especially in the early days, and the same 12 words, crazy, ride, baby, American, drive, fast.
Daddy.
And that's about it. She's got about 12 words in her vocab, and it's kind of
Chaka Khan.
RuPaul and the weakest link.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
I love that fucking clip.
That is with her 90s pin straight, and then the
highlights
glasses.
Her Vanessa Williams wigs with those thin little cunty
looking like
glasses.
Blue Cantrell. Like Blue Cantrell. Ladies, hit him up style. Chaka Khan style. It's so.
It's like a long pause, and then she goes,
Chaka Khan.
It's so fierce.
She's so confident.
For a while, it was hard for anybody to ask me anything and not me say Chaka Khan back.
On the Dune premiere of Red Carpet, I know you're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like working with Florence Pugh?
Chaka Khan. Oh, entirely. Lana Del Rey, did you know there's a hotel on Ocean Boulevard?
Chaka Khan.
Like, right in the face. Fucker right in the pussy. Love the fucker right in the pussy guy. Give
Icon,
him an Ambi.
Purple Heart.
Give
Oscar.
Him the Ambi. He should be at the Dune premiere.
Mama.
If we ever have a movie premiere, we need to have him.
I think we just need to do it. I'll just do it. I volunteer. Or you bring a date.
We bring him.
Oh yeah, you bring him as your date. You bring him up to
the
podium.
Best.
You bring him up to the podium.
You plan for him to interrupt and say fuck right there. If I ever am accepting a major award, let's say I won an Emmy.
You cry. And then you say
in the middle, he runs up and checks me.
Fuck,
I hit
right
the ground.
The
I snap my femur, leg through the tights.
Shangela.
And he has the hood up and he goes, fuck her right in the pussy. And they play music and play me off. Jennifer Coolidge steps over my body.
Annie Hathaway chomps on your dead on the leg, the broken leg.
What do you hate more? Really rehearsed and overdone speeches? Or do you hate when they're just like, I'm a little drunk, this is crazy, bye.
It's funny you say that because I just watched several TikTok compilations of award acceptance speeches. And there's a cunty, you know, the classic one of Sally Field and way back in the day in the 80s, she's like, you like me. You really like me. And it cuts to John Malkovich going like, it's like, it's so cunty. He's like, not me. It's like, it was
not
so,
really, bitch.
It was so cringy because she was like, that. I love her. I mean, she's such a fucking legend. Soap Dish is like my everything.
I love Fiona Applegate. Fiona Apple. Well, the Fiona Apple gate of it all.
Yeah.
When she was like, I love this word's great. Think for yourselves because this world is bullshit.
Love.
By the way, she was right.
Well, Lana,
she was right.
Yeah, I mean, of course she's right. But there's a time. There's a time and a place.
I don't know. I think it's cunty to win your award and say I kind of reject the idea that anybody's music is.
Oh no! That's but that yeah. When you're critiquing the structure, the power structure, or the voting body, or the whatever, absolutely. But when you're using it to like proselytize about like politics, I was like, Mama, you are not Christiane Amanpour. You are not Diane Sawyer, and you're certainly not a Rachel Maddow. So
it's so much
stop
worse
it.
When they thank God.
No, I don't, because that's short. What is the three letters? God. It's not like Manischewitz, Guberman, the second, you know what I mean?
But they always do the rosary. Always. Hail Mary, Mother of God. I'm always like, oh my God.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. What would you do? What would you do if I accept a word, God willing? Then I go up and I say, one day gurunam charanaravinde sandarshita swatma sukhavabode nishreyase jangalika yamane samsara hala hala moha shandiye abahu purushakaram shankachakrasti dharidam sahasra shirasam shvetam pranamamim patanjalim om thank you.
Let's take a break. No, we're not taking a break. You know when X-Men, when the traumatic experience gives them powers?
Yeah.
I think that's the moment where I would bend metal or something. Yeah. It would be so breaking to my psyche that everyone around me would start throwing up blood or something. Like, I don't
You'd
know.
You'd be Jean Grey, the Phoenix.
Yes.
You would be, no, I, so, and then the Merritt Weaver, like, I gotta go, bye. So cute and lovely, short and snappy.
Yeah.
When you don't have something prepared, and you ramble as if it is such a shock that you won. You are blindsided.
It's like, didn't you pay for that $150,000 Grammy campaign?
Didn't you see the little the feature in Variety in a Hollywood Reporter where you are indeed nominated? And didn't you get a dress handmade by Zach Posen and pose on the red carpet for your nomination? There's a chance you're going to win. Prepare something. Show respect your art form and respect your colleagues.
Completely.
Like, it's so, I find that so cringe more than like
it's one thing to be humble. It's another thing to be like indignantly sort of like unprepared.
Yes. Yeah, like it's false modesty in a way. It's like, I just never thought that was happening to me. I have nothing to say.
You shouldn't go up there and be like, yeah, this makes a lot of sense.
No, you should. I think slapping Chris Rock or whatever.
Anyway, all these real awards. I grabbed this. All these actual awards.
You know what? Of all these accolades, this is the one I'm most proud of.
Sure.
My planty.
Yeah.
I got the planty from my riveting work as a tree in the background of A Beau Is Afraid. Of course, it was cut on the cutting room floor, but you know.
They should have these for like the plant gays who post naked pictures. We got to do away with the, tongue out peace sign gays.
Oh, what about those?
Love her. No, I love her.
She's icon.
But we got to do away with that. And we also got to do away with white walls, gold furnishings with plants. Got to do away with that.
I can't do it. I'm not doing it right.
I shit myself.
It's like, yeah, well, I have 40.
Thought I was going to fart, but
40 loads in my ass.
Yeah. Well, that was blood. Blood came out of my dick. Well, here we are.
It was a blart. A blood fart.
A blart.
Paul Blart Mall Carp.
This episode is brought to you by Ritual. Hear ye, hear ye. Gather round and hear my tale of woe. It was a sunny morning in Los Angeles, and I was excited because I had a romantic rendezvous with a special someone that evening. The problem? When trying on my new leopard print dinner jacket, I looked down and saw a stomach the size of Texas. I was so severely bloated, I almost canceled my date. But do you know what saved me? Ritual Symbiotic Plus. That's right, Jessica. Ritual saved this bloated buffoon from another night at home eating cucumber sandwiches and listening to The Cure. Listen, sometimes in life, your gut needs a little probiotic support. That's where Ritual comes in. They made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. I was recently watering my rose bushes and I struck up a conversation with my neighbor, Big Steve. We got to chatting. And did you know daily disturbances like poor diet, stress, travel, the use of certain medications, and plenty of other factors can throw off your gut microbiome? I know. When he mentioned this, I told him all about Ritual. They created Symbiotic Plus to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. I take Ritual Symbiotic Plus every day with my morning bowl of oatmeal, and my bloating has virtually disappeared, just like my self-confidence after falling out of my lemon tree and fracturing my coccyx. Well, it doesn't help a broken ego or fractured coccyx. Postbiotics do provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. Ritual's delayed release capsule is designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract. Plus, it's an all-in-one minty capsule. No refrigeration needed, so you can be bloat-free and smell minty fresh.
There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/bald. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/bald for 25% off. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. In the midst of my hectic schedule as lead precious minerals prospector in the Yukon wilderness, I can get very stressed. One severely cold day this winter, I found myself alone, sitting near an icy brook as I tried to catch a wild salmon for dinner. I stared off into the distance, wishing that I had more time. And I asked myself, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would I use it for? Catch more salmon? Seek out human companionship? After minutes upon minutes of contemplation, I came to the realization that the best way to squeeze something into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters most to you, so you can do more of it. It's as simple as that. BetterHelp is literally designed to work with your crazy schedule. I love therapy, even when I have to do it via satellite phone at 3 a.m. from a glacier. My therapist really helped me through a recent incident where a bear almost ate me. She was my rock. Not the rock that I used to fend off the bear, but rather an emotional rock. You can use therapy to help prioritize your life too. With BetterHelp, you can be matched with the best licensed therapist for you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ball today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bald.
I got to tell you something that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a plane.
Wait. Go ahead.
I was on a plane.
Okay.
And it was a real life, bona fide, heterosexual flight attendant.
That's like a Yeti. That's like Miss Bigfoot. I do not believe it.
And I've told a couple people about it because, you know, I think when a problem cut in half. And I couldn't stop watching him because he was straight. I know what a straight person looks like. All right.
Yeah.
I've been
bushwhacked, dingleberried ass.
Yeah. I've sucked enough conch in like dorm room style rooms for adult men to know what a straight guy looks like. All right. And he was straight.
Yeah. Where he's like, hey, bro, you want some fucking Coke
like a
Zero
gold
bitch?
Chain and like a little mock turtleneck. And I was like, to be a straight guy and be a flight attendant is so almost.
It's like faggy.
No, I was just like, are you breaking down barriers?
It's iconoclastic.
For your people?
Iconoclastic.
And for my people? Kind of.
Yeah.
Like, not every gay is a flight attendant, and not every straight guy is not a flight attendant. Look at this.
And also, not every... So I recently had sex with a flight attendant who was very gay. And I asked him, I was like, you know, I've never...
Gay voice?
Yeah. So, girl, 9-inch weenie. And I'm very skeptical because when people say 9 inches, I'm like, 9 inches of what? You know what I mean? So, but I was a little appropriately cautious and a little bit afraid, naked and afraid in my boudoir with just a light sheen of shoe immemorial mist on my shoulders with my come hither negligee.
Kerosene?
No, my shoe immemorial misting spray and my champagne teddy with the spaghetti strap dangling over one very provocative shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Looking back. And of course, my whole backside was covered in shitty streaks.
Right.
But I could not believe how inexperienced I am with taking things up my ass. I could not believe it. I can believe it because I just don't do it very often. But you know, I got people taking shoulders. You know, they're taking John Deere tractors up there with nary a flinch,
and they love it.
Of course they love it. I mean, they can't, they're dying for it. But meanwhile, this took, I mean, it was so fabulous. And we were doing it all, you know, like all night. It was like, you came over, I spent the whole day Saturday. Oh, lovely man. So funny. So fabulous. And I asked him, I was like, I've never seen a woman pilot. My friend David says he's flown many planes with women pilots. And he's like, oh yeah, we got tons of women pilots. I was like, really? I don't think on Delta I've had a single female pilot. Have you?
Well, I always see women. So it sounds like you don't.
Well, I see them when I'm fucking their titties.
Well, you can always tell if it's a female pilot because
she's crying.
All over the road.
She's crying and bleeding.
Yeah, she's crying. She's menstruating. She's all over the road.
Yeah, she's super,
giving birth.
She's super emotional. She gets lost.
Yeah, the plane is going down because she's on maternity leave. You know, like, where's the pilot? Oh, she's at home breastfeeding.
Yeah, she had a craving for pickles. We have to stop at Gelson's.
Right. No, I do. Every time I see a female pilot, I hope this is okay. I always go, oh, work. Like I always go, oh, female pilot.
Well, yeah.
But is it more progressive for me to not notice and be like, that's normal? But I noticed that it's not typical. The same way I noticed it's not typical to have a straight flight attendant.
Yes. I mean, like, I've just, honestly, I cannot ever recall having ever been on a plane with a female pilot.
Why do, you know, we make fun of flights a lot. Flight attendants do not have an easy job.
Oh, mama.
The way people treat flight attendants is fucking psycho.
I got the whole lowdown. I got the whole fucking lowdown, bitch. On a flight that he was on, somebody got a flight attendant bashed somebody with a coffee pot because they were being so out of pocket. Of course, they got fired, but you know.
The flight attendant bashed the person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
bonk,
fine.
Bonk, bonk.
I thought the person hit them.
Oh, no. The person was acting.
I think the flight attendant should be allowed to like,
oh yeah, yeah. Grab them by the scruff of the neck and then throw them down the aisle. It's like
cattle prod.
Yeah. Yes. You know, line their oxygen mask with iodine or cyanide. Anything.
Yeah, or like DIY cattle prod, like a selfie stick hooked up to a car battery. Just.
I love that.
Or like, oops, was your coffee too hot?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, pig.
Oh, was there a little pissed flavor in that coffee? It was a little piss flavor, wasn't there?
Although,
because I pissed in it.
The flight attendants, because I always drink hot black tea on planes, and the flight attendants have told me don't drink hot beverages on planes. The hot teapot doesn't get cleaned enough. That's what they've said, but I do it anyway. Whatever. But then I am
you're wilding out with Nick Cannon, though. You're wilding out.
Well, don't you think like...
Well, I told him my story about spritzing myself with perfume in the bathroom, and he was like, I would have kicked you off the plane. I would have...
The Boeing Max.
Yeah,
door
I would have like
shirt torn off the
cross
kid.
Cross check and all call. Pedo plane activate. Yeah, my clothes would have been ripped off. Everybody would have seen my gray, gross, naked body. I would have been humiliated and then plummeted to a violent death.
He would have fucked you in front of everyone. Do you like the porn of really ugly men fucking hot guys?
No.
Because that's like a whole... Let's take a break. Because that's like a whole thing.
Well,
that's
you've seen my OnlyFans.
No, someone fucks them. Yeah. That's like a whole thing is like straight hot guy having to bottom for like ugly old fat guy who makes them say things. Makes them say things like, what are you doing? And the guy's like, I'm getting fucked. And the guy's like, fucked by what? He's like, it's a dick up my ass. He's like, and do you like it? He's like, I like
Mama,
it. Like it's someone old, ugly,
Jake
fat
Cruz.
Making them.
Jake Cruz. Have you heard about Jake Cruz? I'll say it again. Jake Cruz. He had a porn, like a Sean Cody type of porno website.
Say it again. Jake Cruz. Jake Cruz.
It was Jake Cruz.
And who would play her?
Jake Cruz.
Let's take a break. RuPaul. I think the pod's coming back. Did you see her announcement?
You're kidding.
Honey.
What's the tea?
You want to talk about Nine Inch Boner? You want to talk about Nine Inch Boner?
Turgid.
RuPaul
said, like, Tadalafil.
She's like, subscribe now. It's a surprise coming to you this year. If What's the Tea comes back,
Goon.
I will be.
Goon part three.
Like, it will be like, you know what it'll be?
Bloodshot Diva.
Hellraiser, hooks shooting out from the corners of the room into my skin. Like,
yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Cans on every orifice. Just,
ready.
I love it.
You gotta go on the house of secret meanings. The house of hidden meanings.
The house that Jack built. Wait. So, he was telling me also that a friend of his, another flight attendant at another airline, they were, sometimes they find themselves on like an empty flight for whatever reason, the pilots, you know, the two or three flight attendants go to somewhere and they fucked, fucking on the empty player line, Mile High Club, baby.
Cunty. Him and another flight attendant.
Yeah.
And that I believe.
Yeah. But then the pilots didn't know. Isn't that cunty?
Yeah.
Love it.
Very.
Love it.
But I fucked a flight attendant once. He was really nice.
In the airplane?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of times flight attendants stay at the same hotel rooms as us.
Oh, sure.
I used to tell, I think I told the story on my first stand-up specials. I was staying in room like 404 and he was in 406. It was one of those rooms with adjoining doors. And
love.
I was like, it's fate.
Love.
It was like.
Did you shining it? Did you take an axe and go,
no, it was
here's
like, what
Trixie?
Room are you in? I was like, you're kidding. Open the door and he was there. And I was like, well, I guess we're doing this. I mean. We're basically fucking already. We're 5 feet from each other.
Hello. I wish you would have been like Shelley Duvall with a knife, though. Like,
He had adult braces, which I was fine with. I love adult braces.
I'm telling you, you got to get braces. I think I'm going to get them again. I love, not permanent ones, but like like a retainer that has the look of braces. Because that mama, that queen of flips, bitch, she got me right together.
Honey, it's all about the queen of flips.
All
I know
of New York
you.
Is
I know you think you do acrobatics.
Oh, no,
I know you think you do
little somersault. No. I did my intro to level one gymnastics stuff. Let's not get it twisted. Miss Queen of Flips is Simone Biling up there.
Queen of Flips is the grudge. She's down the stairs, back bend.
She's Reagan from The Exorcist. She's spider walking. It's cunty. And she's a size 14. She's a bigger girl.
And she also has Maya Avalon LePage is who we're talking about. Lower center of gravity, I believe she's pretty short. On Drag Race, she appears to be short.
Well, there you go. That
probably helps.
That helps.
But I just
a lot.
Watched her do a handstand and walk on her hands in drag.
I know. I saw it. That's what I'm talking about. It's
what?
Fucking cunty. It's cuntilicious
in drag.
Diva. In drag.
How hard is that to do out of drag?
I know. I could bear. Out of drag is not. It's not that. It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. I mean, if you can do a handstand like with some kind of some stability, you can.
It's
do
just
it.
Sort of like
I could do it.
But I mean, she
but in
was
drag, girl, with wigs,
with the wig on,
in heels too, like it's real.
With the kids in the car.
I know. Dead.
Could you believe it?
Dead
kids
in the car.
Remember the kids?
Yeah, goldfish.
Good morning.
Drowned.
Your kids are dead. Wake up. Your kids are dead.
Mom, dad, sister, brother. Wow.
Dead. Wow. Maya, I'm on the page.
Okay.
The problem with that is
okay.
You should talk to her. You should be like, you're setting yourself up for 10 years. She's going to be getting a hip replacement.
Kennedy Davenport, Mary. She's Kennedy Davenport.
Well, is Kennedy have any injuries?
Have you ever noticed the way that she walks? she makes you look like Naomi Campbell.
But I think she walks like she's over it. I think it's more mental. Yeah. Kennedy walks like she's over it.
This food nasty.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. This food nasty.
Well, yeah. I don't know what the status of her musculature is, but yeah. And it's such a fucking tragedy because yeah, you do that one show-stopping number and then it's just like you can't not. Like I find myself in situations where like, okay, my hip is hurting. I'm not going to do anything. And of course you feel yourself in the moment and then you just fucking rock it and you regret it.
Well, the adrenaline kicks in. I just had to do solid pink discos all weekend and my knees were killing me. But once I'm in several layers of compression tights, which does help with swelling.
Hell yeah.
What about and I had wraps on
my anti braces.
I had wraps on under the tights,
oh,
ace
fierce.
Bandage. And he then pants. I had braces on over the tights. But then when I got there, my dress had a slit and I was like, I gotta take this off. It looks so stupid. But then once you start to feel better, you pushing it and then the next day you're like, don't get fierce, Miss Diva.
And you're not wearing heels, are you?
I wear heels out there and then I switch into Crocs.
Okay.
Because
that's crazy.
Any amount of heel right now is
any amount of heel anywhere. Like, I don't know how, I truly am baffled about people who walk out of the house for an evening out or like the day at work or whatever with 4 or 5 inch stiletto heels on with nary a change of shoes in their satchel.
Luckily, I mean, this weekend we had Solid Pink Disco in Portland Friday and we had a double Solid Pink Disco San Francisco on Sunday. Two of them at the Independent. Great turnout, great venue.
You live.
Lines around the block, sold out every show. Love. Everyone is in pink, love. Head to toe.
Love.
Glitter, blush, lips,
faggotry.
Wigs.
Malicious gay faggotry.
Everyone is in wigs. Everyone is in, but everyone usually goes for like a pink sneaker, pink Converse, a croc. Because if you're going to dance, you're going to hate yourself after 10 minutes if you're in a pump.
That's when I see these, when I see these faggots, especially the ones who are like hot during Halloween and they want to go out and dress in like platform heels. I'm like, honey, ain't nobody looking at your feet. And you will live to regret it.
And unless you have the poise all night that they don't hurt, you're going to look stupid.
Nobody has the poise. I mean, even Violet suffers at the end of the night. You know what I mean? And she loves pain. How about this?
My
promoter, the first fucking flop, Bruno, I'm looking at you. He brought me to Brazil for like $100 a gig, 11 cities in 2 weeks.
Love it.
Bloop. And then
he bought a small farm making money off you.
Do you know what the first thing he said to me? He's like, wow, I can't believe I got you so cheap. I was like, love that.
Love to hear it.
Love that. Maybe got 3 to 4 hours of sleep max every night. It was so hard. It was so fucking hard. Anyways, this motherfucker shows up to one of the gigs in platform heels. I was like, you're the promoter, sweetie. You need to hustle. He was so drunk, shoes off, blister bloody feet, 4 a.m, coked out. And I'm like, you know what? This ain't gonna work, mama. This ain't gonna work on day 2, day 3. It was so unbelievable.
Well, you know about this. Sometimes people would book us and it became very transparent. You booked me to hang out. You booked me to feel like you're with one of the girls.
Yes, that is.
And I closed the spiritual door to the realm very quickly. I go, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to eat. I just want to go to my hotel room and you show up at 8, call times at 9. You can meet me at my door at 8:55.
Hell yeah.
Boundaries.
Absolutely.
You don't have boundaries.
No.
You didn't book me for the girlfriend experience.
Thank you.
I'll show up and do my number, but then I'm leaving.
Yeah. And if you want the girlfriend experience, you're going to have to pay an extra 15, you know, 1500.
Nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it.
Me and drag, that's the stepdad experience.
The gross dad experience.
Hi, it's Katya. And today's episode is brought to you by Liquid Death.
Well, it may look like a beer or some crazy energy drink, but it's not. Liquid Death is actually a healthy beverage brand that makes mountain spring water, low sugar sodas, and low sugar iced teas too.
Hi, it's Katya again. Perhaps you've noticed a coworker cracking a tall boy at your 9 a.m. meeting. I know I have. You could have spotted a group of kids drinking them at a soccer practice. Or maybe you caught your own designated driver downing one while driving. Okay, but why would a healthy beverage ever be called Liquid Death?
Because Liquid Death will brutally murder your thirst, and their infinitely recyclable cans are helping to bring death to single-use plastic bottles. Liquid Death also donates a portion of profits to every can sold to help kill plastic pollution.
Hi, it's Kati again. I'm just cracking open a can of severed lime. I like it because I like lime, and I like sparkling water. When the two come together, oh baby, am I in heaven. It's Trixie now. I love Liquid Death because they're always available backstage, and I remember I used to see roadies and like tech people bringing them, and I'd be like, is this guy drinking like beer on the job or like the most rotted energy drink? And then they started putting my dressing room. I was like, who's putting beer? Like, it gave me a, I guess even after 15 years of drag, I shouldn't judge cans by their cover, because I was like, oh, this is water. Oh, this is fun water. And you know, plastic, I'm going to tell you from being a doll collector, plastics, there's oil in plastic. Plastic is not as infinitely recyclable as aluminium, as they call it in Australia, so in the UK. So it's great.
You can get free shipping of Liquid Death's Mountain Water, flavored sparkling and iced tea, 8-packs with Amazon Prime, or grab a can or a case at your local 7-Eleven, Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, or Instacart. Go to liquiddeath.com/ball to check out all their healthy, infinitely recyclable beverages and find your closest retailer. That's liquiddeath.com/ball. liquiddeath.com/ball. Again, this is Katya.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall, like it. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Bob came to visit me in San Francisco.
Bob the drag queen.
No, Lauren Bobert. No, it was Bob the drag queen.
Bob Mackie.
And she's out with Madonna. It was so crazy because I can't conceive of touring on that level, right?
Can't.
Stadiums. And I said, how many shows a week do you do? She was like, well, you know, she said those big venues, it's like weekends mostly. So she's like, we'll do two show days, 5 days off, a day on, 4 days off, then a day.
I'm erect. Why aren't
you? I know. And I was like, wow, fierce. And there's a lot of downtime. And then Bob was showing me his process in the show. Bob is either on stage performing or costume changing all night. Bob has multiple makeup changes. He gets in and out of drag.
Oh, I know, because he starts as like a ballroom kind of.
He starts in like the drag makeup and then does just a boy look, and then he's dressed as a this, and then he's either quick changing or on stage the whole time.
That's stressful.
Crazy.
Thank God she starts 2 hours late every night. Bloop.
I didn't ask about that. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, because if you know Madonna, like I've known about that for years, ever since Boston. Like she's always her tea, and it's like you got to plan for that. You don't want to go see her show if you don't prepare to stay out until 1 a.m.
That's not our tea. We may start early. You might miss us.
Honey.
Curtain at 8. We might start singing and dancing by 7:45.
I'm Wes from Pomona, like with a grudge, and I'm going to start your music before you're in the club.
You told me about that.
You know what they used to do at Jacques Cabaret? They would, Chris Torelli, oh my God, it's so funny. They would start it at 8:15, no matter if any of the showgirls were there. Love.
Honestly, I have no issue with that.
No.
Because if it's a 10 p.m. showtime.
You have to get it out.
And it's 10:20 and you're not here. Mm-hmm. Don't come.
Yeah.
Literally don't come.
Yeah.
I always, and I tell all the baby drag queens this, bring an extra number, extra look, extra song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if the lineup starts, you're like, I have an extra number. Mm-hmm. You can make their $40.
Hell yeah.
Because fuck late drag queens. Fuck Mama, late drag queens.
You would never believe. I know Fina and I have talked about this with you. Misery with a Z, the best drag name ever. She would show up. So, okay, the overture goes on at 10:15. 10:20 is the opening MC's bit. It's anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes. First number usually starts around 10:35. She goes on. She's up first in the lineup. She would waltz in unpainted at 10:10.
Live.
Sometimes 10:20.
Live.
And when she's like, don't worry, I'll be ready. And her version of readiness, all due respect, love you, Miz, is...
Would she get ready?
Well, when you say ready, what I would describe as show as camera ready and show girl ready is not exactly this type. She would be ready by the end of her number, by the end of the show, third number, she might have a little, she would have fully painted. She would go like a brow. She would do a brow, a nude eye, a lash, a lip liner, foundation, which she would powder, throw a bus driver wig on, and then be late for her 2.5. Even after a 2.5 minute bum, bum, bum intro, come out late for her number. It was so cunty. So cunty. It was the stress factor. I was always at least 1 hour early. I mean, even before I lived upstairs, but like the stress of having to be rushed for like a gig like that or just to drag, it's so stressful. It's not enjoyable. I want to feel my pussy. I want to like relax, have a cigarette, like, and then just get all my shit together and then be ready. And you know, I hate that.
I don't like feeling late.
No, stress dreams. You know, we talked about that. Like when you take a nap in the hotel and you're like,
Trixie and Katya, Bald and Beautiful Live, which many of you are seeing and will see. We're backstage pretty much ready.
Yeah.
20 to curtain.
Hey, we're waiting pretty on the crowd.
Ready. Yeah.
We're waiting on the crowd.
It's an 8 p.m. curtain. Often we're waiting at 8:15 for the crowd.
Yeah. It's because people are buying merch. This is all wonderful problems to
great,
have.
Great.
Wonderful
parking,
problems.
Because a lot of times we're pulling downtown and these are gay people. Gay people driving. They've hit 3 women. You know, like
they've stolen a car.
Yeah. The car ran out of gas.
Did you, on the set of Netflix the other day, did you see the car?
I heard it.
Oh my.
I thought it was a sound effect.
It was so crazy.
Tell them, because I don't think it made the episode.
Oh, it was outside, and me and the couple of PAs and the grips who, I got some tea on Euphoria, I can tell you about. This fucking white SUV is like screeching out, peeling out. And first a van pulled up and asked if they wanted to buy something that fell off a truck, some sound equipment. I was like, work. And then they left, and then this car screeching, hit 4 cars on its way, like careening. It was almost like they were like a child was in it, couldn't reach the gas or pedal. You know what I mean? It was so out of control.
You watched it.
Yes.
It was a long screech. It screeched for like 30 seconds.
It screeched for 30 seconds and it hit 4 cars apparently. Yeah. And so we thought it was a stolen car. I was like, my initial reaction was, oh, this was the truck that shit fell off of. You know what I mean? They were chasing after them.
Sometimes it pays to be a smoker.
Oh, hell yeah.
You saw all that cool shit because you were smoking.
Love it.
And I was like in my room eating vitamins and water and I got nothing.
Yeah. I also learned about, I got the whole tea on the cast of Euphoria because our grips worked for
what's the tea?
Season. And on Missy Elliott and on Mariah Carey.
Let's go.
Girl, get into this.
Euphoria
gig.
First.
Okay, so Euphoria. Zendaya, absolute sweetheart. They said the crafty at that motherfucking place was off the chain. The food options were just so wonderful. And that's how you know you're going to have a happy crew. You know what I mean? Because I talked to Trace Lissette about being on the set of Monica, an independent movie, and she's like, you know, girl, there's no budget. It's a labor of love. And it's like, those films are really tough to make, especially in this world where there's so much money.
I just did that scripted show for FX, but I had a guest star and I got to play a real creature. When I read the part, I thought, why didn't they get her?
Who?
You.
Oh, I mean, too close to home. I wouldn't even have to act.
I was like, okay. But then when I was there, I was like, no, I get where they got me. So, but the food was amazing. Whatever kind of snack you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, like love. 12 different types of donuts. I was like, what? The food was amazing.
The lunch. Mama, I was that. No shade to Grindr. Mm. Mama, they're crafty. Old maiden. First of all,
what's the Grindr crafty? Mama. Imodium?
Hello. Pure for Men. Hello. No, everybody was lovely. Everybody was lovely. It was all corporate errand type of people. Very, very closing the loop, circling back. Super sweet, wonderful. 1,400 people in this tired, nasty office with no air circulation, stale, horrible, whatever. But, Mama, I'm going in between long days, 2 hours interview, one after the other, three in a row, all day.
3 a day?
Oh yeah, 3 a day.
Three interviews a day, 2 hours each. Oh yeah, my God.
And all, I mean, it was like hard work. Like I was like,
People don't realize.
Patting myself on the back, because being Katie Kirk is not no easy feat. It's really not. And
well, not for you, the language barrier.
Yeah.
You know, for you to Google Translate in real time, you know.
Wait. So I go to the snack bar. It's like, girl, like fruit snacks in a bag. Like little mini skinny pops.
Am I a fruit snack fan?
Girl, and then Gatorade, and then like...
Girls, what is this, a high school football game?
And then, of course, the lunch is like, you order lunch. I want catering, Mama. I want stations. I want buffet style, honey.
Girl.
Buffet.
Lately at Netflix, I've been getting the catered lunch because I'm like, this is good.
It was cunty.
This is really good.
And they had lattes with our faces on them, bitch.
Yeah.
Mama, they snapped all of our dicks off that day.
They snapped my dick off and rubbed my face in it.
Yeah, they snapped it and... they used it as one of those things. You know how you rock climb with the poles?
I do know some people who, when they shoot podcasts, they shoot like 3 days in a row, guests all day, mm-hmm. and then they'll have podcasts banked for days.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Drew Afello does that, I think.
She does.
Yeah. I love her, by the way.
Love. But you and I doing this, we do about once every 2 weeks. We do two each day. I can't do more than that. If you and I were to come in here and do...
Well, what the fuck would we talk about? You know what I mean? Also, it's not like, Mama, we have like other jobs together too. You know what I mean? So.
Oh yeah, we do. Oh yeah, we do. Yeah, and they're about 12 hours a day each, bitch.
I know, girl. Don't even get me started. But so the euphoria.
I was such a cunt the other day on set for something. I sat down.
What'd you say?
I sat down for something and I waited for 2 hours to start. I was in a steel bone corset.
Oh, that's right. No, I was.
I looked incredible, obviously. And I'm waiting, and 2 hours go by, and I finally go on set with the body mic on, and they go, oh, it looks like the hair is wilting a little bit on the side. I go, yeah, I didn't plan on wearing it for 2 hours.
Love.
Because I don't care.
Love, love, love.
Like, I'm not Bob regular in sweatpants.
Yeah.
You got me in a chicken suit sitting twiddling my thumbs for 2 hours. You get what you get, honey. If it looks like a milked candle, that's on you, boo.
Well, you know what the thing about Eddie Murphy? So in Tandiwe Newton, who is his co-star on one of those Norbit Klump movies, one of those stupid ones. She's an incredible actor. It was the interviewer was asking her, you know, what was it like working with Eddie Murphy? He's like, well, I didn't really have any scenes with him. Because every single time that he did not have to be there, he could use a double, he did. So she was acting alongside pretty much a double the whole time. He was rarely on set. Isn't that crazy?
I got a double for something on this project because the character drives a car and guess who doesn't have a valid license anymore?
Oh, that's right.
So they got a bald double,
love.
My height, and my character had like a baseball cap and a hood because somebody else had to drive away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to do the scene where I walk away and I'm like, I have my car keys and I walk by the car and I hand them to someone who's dressed just like me. And then I stand out of the way while the car drives away.
Love that.
And the other actor had to act like that was me.
Oh,
and
so
the actor was like, yeah, I've been in this. He does a lot of like body work and he had very high cheekbones. So he's like, I do a lot of monster work, a lot of horror films I've done. Real, real resume, real, real actor. I don't know what you call it when you're like Shape of Water where you do a lot of monster acting.
Mm.
It's a real profession where you do a lot of movement work.
Sure, sure.
And I'm like, and today you just have to drive a car.
Fierce.
For me.
Fierce.
Sorry.
No, that's probably
not exciting.
Like easy day. It's like field day at the office.
Well, then they had a stand-in. You better believe every time they get a stand-in for me, he is white, bald, and about 66 years old. Every time.
Oh, demoralizing.
Every time. And I'm in full drag sometimes. So they have him stand in for me. And then I come in and drag with the titty plate on. And I was like, you're dismissed, Uncle Paul. And then I go back
to the home. They're looking for you.
But sometimes they'll get a stand in for me for lighting. They get him for lighting
so that
the artist can be getting ready while someone lights you.
Yeah.
And they'll put them in like a $10 blonde wig. And it's like some straight guy in like a $10 blonde wig. And he's my height.
Love.
And then they'll put them in Capizio tights too so that they know what the legs look like. And the person's in Capizio tights with a shitty $10 Dolly Parton wig.
And then they'll tuck them. They'll tape his
I tuck them. So that, well, I tuck it back. And that way when I'm kneeled behind them, they can piss and I can drink from behind. The spigot of truth.
The backyard spigot.
The backyard spigot, honey. What else you
get
got?
Get the spigot off the Euphoria TV. I'm not watching that. So, oh yeah. So Euphoria, Jacob Elordi, sweetheart, very shy, very quiet. And then get this.
Why have him in a cock cage?
It was a little tense on season two, I believe, because he
was— Is he from Euphoria?
Yeah, Jacob Elordi.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. He's the hunk. He's from Saltburn, the hunk, the Australian
hunk. He's supposed to be high school? Ain't he like 6'8"?
Mama, that whole, that was 90210 vibes where 35-year-olds were in high school.
Yeah.
Like jerking each other off in the theater, doing drugs instead of French, you know, right. All that stuff. He was dating, had been dating Zendaya, and then Tom Holland showed up to set sometimes, her new boyfriend, and there was some tension there. It's like interesting, like set tension. But then she said the crafty was off the chain. I asked her about Sydney Sweeney. I was like, the one with the big boobs, and I don't
my think- body, my real body double.
Well, that's what I was, yeah. I mean, yeah. Or that, her or Amanda Seyfried. She's usually mine.
Right.
Yeah. And then she said Missy Elliott. I was like, who else, who have you worked with who's been like so insufferable? She's like, well, J-Lo.
No.
She said the eye contact rule is absolutely in effect. Don't
like
look
that.
At her.
Well, I don't like that.
What about this though?
Look at me if you want. Who cares?
What about this though? Because I got also at the Grindr gig, the grips were amazing. They gave me a lot of insider tea about other big stars like Selena Gomez and such. But Missy Elliott is like apparently so, she was so self-conscious and so kind of like reserved and really anxious that they kind of had to build like a sort of a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard to get her from her trailer to the set.
Love.
Yeah, it's kind of fierce.
She's Missy. Give her what she wants.
Yeah.
Fly her in. Put her on the helicopter. Fly her in. Yeah. Love.
Sex are so good, she says blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, the no eye contact thing is weird.
And also,
even J-Lo's hair and makeup people, they're not allowed to look at her. So they're just sort of like,
yeah,
looks good.
And also like the hassle of traveling with a 25 to 30 person entourage who all has to get COVID tested the night before. It's just so
cunty.
It's so out of pocket.
I love shit like that. People have their whole apartments built.
Mariah Carey with the bed.
Bob told me, you know, you and I, our tour was two tour buses and a semi, which I thought was like,
I thought that was insane.
I thought it was the whiz on tour. I thought we were doing too much.
I thought it was insane.
Bob said it's 65 vehicles for Madonna. 65 vehicles. And she flies private everywhere with her children. Yeah. And the rest of them, Bob says it's like hundreds of people.
Well, because it's the 45 Portuguese villagers that she has in her for like 10 minutes in a backup day. You know, it's like.
Well, and you remember Bales, our tour manager, he's out with Pink.
Okay.
He was like, I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, I'm on crew C, which means there's entire groups of dozens of people I have never met on this tour and never will. Fuck. We all work here and don't even see each other.
That is so wild, dude.
Imagine feeding all these people. Somebody's job is to feed hundreds of people a night.
It better be good. Shit.
Boston Market. Room Tap Boston Market.
Oh, say you can malign that shit all you want. I would fuck that shit up. Cold
Boston Market? Hell yeah. Room Temp Boston Market is better than a lot of other hot foods.
Mama, that chicken, those mashed potatoes.
The mashed potatoes.
Those fucking apples, the cinnamon apple in the.
I was at the airport the other day and I wanted an apple fritter because my appetite's still not back.
Apple
and
fritter, she bites.
So sometimes I'm like, I need to have my absolute dream food in order to drum up any feeling of wanting to eat.
Sure.
So I was like, and you and I love apple fritters.
I love.
We love.
Love.
So I wanted one and I went and got it and there was donut. There was dough. There was glaze. It didn't have that sour, that apple-y bite, which is like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
It looks like
an
apple
fritter. Man on the moon.
This needs to taste different than a real donut. Apple fritters need to taste
applesauce-y.
It's like
a pastry almost.
Yeah.
Girl, I made some apple turnovers in my oven the other day.
You made these?
I baked them. Like, oh. I didn't bake them from scratch. They were frozen.
Did you go off?
Oh, mama. It took every ounce of my physical capability not to just jump on the counter table and then deep dick them with all my whole balls, dick and pussy.
Like a fleshlight.
Honey. Yeah. I wanted to put them, stack them, tape them together and just bonk, 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 beat it up. Wait, there is one last thing I wanted to mention to you so badly.
Tell me. It was about the getting fucked by the 8-inch dick.
Oh, it was the perfect dick for me because, well, I love the idea of a big dick. Who doesn't? You know, and I also love small dicks, whatever. But being an ass man, I got to bottom and the stress, of course the stress is like, I'm stressed out like to the max. It's the stress factor of cleaning out. Of course I had to take another shower because I'm just so paranoid. And then I got to really go, ow. Like I got to be my full sweet pussy Pauline fantasy, like this motherfucker.
Did you like the big dick? Did you like getting fucked?
I loved sucking it and like slapping it on my face and going,
sure. Bleh.
But because it was a very large, large one, it didn't get so fucking hard that it was like a battering ram.
Yeah.
And it felt
well,
fabulous.
Sometimes the little ones get so hard Dagger that you're dicks. Like, this is crazy.
It's like, this one, the
Knights of the Round Table, like little switchblade knife.
Very switchblade dick. Yeah. Very that. Letter opener.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I hate that.
Although, when I'm getting my dick sucked, if anybody ever does the slap on the tongue thing.
Oh, you hate that. What, do you think it's like amateur hour?
Who is this for? It doesn't feel good. You look dumb.
How dare you?
It's stupid. And it's always something people see in porn. Like, I'm going to do that porn thing. No, you're not. Don't do that. Don't do all that, bitch.
I also did.
If it's not in your throat, you know, have tears coming down your face, stop.
Oh, my God.
What are we doing?
My pilgrim pearls are being clutched.
So I'm thinking, I'm going to suck it. I'm going to put a small, comfortable amount in, and I'm just, like, pose a lot.
I'm not looking for you to
pose a lot.
Well,
Make it feel good, bitch.
Listen, when I started to do this, and this didn't work.
Sure. What about spitting on it? Do you like the spit on the dick?
I do. I love super nasty.
Do you
nasty,
like spit on the hole?
I love super nasty, wet, like sloppy blowjobs. Like, yeah, no, I puke. Especially if I have a chicken masala, because that room stinks up so good. So good.
I'll have like a COVID lung tar. I take a little blood in it and just regurge.
The regurge. We watched...
Give birth and jerk off with the placenta.
Mama.
Well... Would you eat the placenta?
Yes, after watching Yuri Masbella's Kardashian placenta parody video. Absolutely.
Do people eat the foreskin?
Excuse me?
You know they eat the placenta for like ritual or health. Do people eat foreskins?
I don't know. You have to check with those Orthodox rabbis biting the skin off and sucking the blood out. Boop. I think we got to go.
I don't think it's okay, but with religious stuff, nothing surprises me.
Mama, you know? And here's the thing. I am so plucked and I continue to stay plucked about being circumcised because I don't want my whole place covered in lube. Do you think I'm proud of myself when I give you my phone and it's so slippery wet from lube? You know what I mean? Like, do you think that I'm proud of my nephew when he tumbles down the stairs and breaks his neck because of the lube patch on the stairs?
Right.
Do you think I'm proud of that?
Standing over the body at the funeral knowing that it's gun oil's fault?
Yeah, and then me doing the eulogy and then blaming big lube for it.
And then you also have those big, thick, black fisting gloves on?
Yeah, and I said, I just can't.
What about the fisting lube that's like super thick, like maple syrup?
That's J-Lube. Yeah, it's fierce. J-Lube. It's like, it's slime.
And just like J-Lo, J-Lube, you can't look people in the eye.
You're looking in the brown eye. You're looking in the brown eye. Okay, bitch.
Okay, bitch.
You stupid bitch.
You stupid bitch. Whatever happened to fun? Fall out the window.
New York is over. I'm so bored I could just die.
Love.
So fierce.
What an exit.
So fierce. Love it.
Girl, can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
You know, you and I watched, I think it's probably implied that you and I watched Love is Blind season 6 at Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I went home and watched the full thing because Well, it's only half season right now. They release it in halves.
Mama, living, sliving, loving.
Straight people.
Crazy.
Expect the unexpected. Anything is possible. Yeah. These men and women are so different.
Mars and Venus,
the way
baby.
They are
Mars
able to Venus. Relate to each other without seeing each other, knowing how the male brain works, and knowing how much visuals and someone looks is part of the process, the way they keep every season calling it an experiment because they're trying to find out is love blind when it almost never works. The way they keep calling it an experiment, like we have 5 seasons of knowing this shit doesn't work. Yeah. It's crazy.
Our hit and run's unethical.
Right. Sometimes it's one couple who makes it.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Because, you know, they're generally quite attractive people and not exactly like, I would venture to guess, no shade, on the simpler side.
And the men this season?
Oh,
sitting on the couch with their legs up in short shorts with just like gunt and thick legs.
Yeah.
The guy with the mullet?
Straining.
Trevor?
Yeah. Oh, Trevor? The Trevor Project is when he murders me with his fucking cock.
Girl.
It's the men this season are hot. Even the derpy dumpy ones. Mm-hmm. I know that they're ugly, but sometimes ugly guys are hot.
Yeah, Dennis from Dennis of Derpistan, he can get it. He can get the D is fire.
Do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes guys who aren't hot are hot.
Mama, yes. Of course I know that.
Sometimes I'm like, damn, he looks fish out as hell. Would fuck him. Oh.
Okay, I gotta go.
Anyway, Love is Blind Season 6. We're not sponsored. It's fierce.
It's fierce. Hey, listen, have a happy Christmas.
Bye. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.